We do have Amy Shane, superintendent of O'Neill Public Schools. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And a little nicer weather for the week, it sounds like. We'll have a whole week of sun, so we'll
We will take that with a smile.
Be a good time if you're, since we're all needing to stay at home, plant a garden.
Plant something in a pot. Your hands dirty. Get your hands in that dirt.
Watch it grow. Good idea. You'll have plenty of time to do that.
Absolutely. That's a terrific idea.
Yeah. Well, give us some O'Neill Public School news, Amy.
All righty. Well, Scott, we have begun to implement our continuity of learning plan for students in all grades. That means that assignments given to students now are expected to be completed and returned, and they will be graded by your teachers. Both building principals have communicated with parents and students about how this should be done. I believe we still have maybe 5 students at the high school that have not picked up packets for this week's work. So if you do not have work for this week, you're probably one of those 5.
Okay.
So contact us and we'll get those to you one way or another. Also, teachers have tried to find the right balance as far as the amount and complexity of assignments they're giving. We do not want to overwhelm our families that are already feeling strained because of the pandemic. So the amount of work assigned has been greatly reduced from typical. If your child completes all of their work early in the week, that's awesome.
Yep.
They can check out the link for enrichment activities that we have still up on our website. Ask their teachers for additional ideas for work. I know they'd be just really sad to have to give you more work. No, that would make them feel great. If they knew you were finished and you still wanted to learn beyond what they've assigned, reach out to them. They have some ideas for additional work. Or just pick up a book and read for pleasure.
Right.
Something a lot of us don't ever find the time to do, but it's great. So do that. And speaking of reading for pleasure, Scott, one of the many events that was still set to occur this year was Family Reading Night. But the elementary school is not letting the fact that we are not actually in school get in their way, and they're going to have a virtual family reading night tonight. There are many ideas posted on the elementary school's Facebook page that you and your family can complete. You can listen to a celebrity reading a book, listen to astronauts reading from space. You can play a fun reading game as a family, read your child's favorite book aloud, or maybe read your child your favorite childhood book that you haven't shared before. The ideas are endless. If you think of one that's not listed, that's great. Mr. York wants you to take a picture of your family completing one of the activities tonight. Send the pictures to him at jimyork@o'neillschools.org, and you'll be recognized on the school's Facebook page.
So, awesome.
A fun thing to do. We did send out a phone blast to all parents last week, and you mentioned, Scott, that it will be tempting to be out there in the parks and doing things outside with the nice weather we're going to have this week. But with the stricter directed health measures that we're all observing, our school playground is closed to the public until further notice, as are, I believe, all of the parks in the city of O'Neill. Stay off of playground equipment. We just don't have a way to ensure that the equipment stays disinfected. We thank everyone for their cooperation. There's a lot of other ways to get exercise short of playing on playground equipment. So please avoid that during this time. And as I'm sure we've all heard, personal protective equipment is in short supply, not just in our area, but across the country. Mr. Alan Spangler is working to try and use our 3D printer to make some face shields for our EMTs. So we want to give him a special thanks for his extra efforts. I know it's not required, but wearing a mask when you go out is probably a good idea now. There's a lot of creative masks being sewn or made from other items. There's a lot of patterns and things on the internet you can find. If you have a good idea for this, send us a picture of you wearing your mask. We'll put you in a drawing for a prize that I'll announce next week. You can send any of those pictures to Amy Shane at O'NeillSchools.org. You know, who says you can't have a little fun you're social distancing? Let's really get out there and model those face masks. Today is a meal distribution day, Scott. And with the more stringent health measures in effect, we ask that everyone coming for meals observe that 6-foot rule. Please, only one person in the building at a time, and wait at least 6 feet away from others who have come to pick up their meals. If you have any reason to believe that you've been exposed to COVID-19, even if you aren't exhibiting symptoms, please do not come to the school to pick up meals. What you need to do, if that's the case, is give me a call at 402-340-3126 to make other arrangements to get meals for your children. I want to thank you in advance for keeping our staff and others picking up meals safe. This would also be true when picking up packets of student work. Mm-hmm. If you feel like there's a chance you might have been exposed, stay home, call us.
We'll figure out a way to get things to you. Drop it off in your front doorstep or mailbox or something.
So. Yep, absolutely. I do want to give a big shout out to our dedicated Lunchtime Solutions crew, as well as our paraeducators who are helping to pack and distribute these meals. Remind everyone, these meals are for anyone in the community, aged 1 to 18. Even if your children aren't in school yet, you've got some preschool children, you can come and pick up sack breakfasts and lunches for your little ones. And Scott, this would be typically State FCCLA week. Mm-hmm. I was scheduled to go to Lincoln and do some judging, and unfortunately, that's not going to happen this year. But I do want to send all of those who had qualified to compete at State a big shout out. I think you're all winners.
You bet.
In my book.
Right.
And we do have an actual winner in the realm of FCCLA world. And a big shout out to Mr. Corey Fisher. He was selected as the outstanding administrator for FCCLA this year in the state. So pretty nice honor there, Mr. Fisher. Thanks for being so supportive, not only of our FCCLA members, but all of our student activities. You do a great job. Let's keep everyone healthy this week. Let's follow those directed health measures and get our community and country back to normal as soon as possible. A great big thank you goes out to all our healthcare workers, EMTs, volunteer firefighters, law enforcement officers, and certainly the staff at North Central District Health Department. They're all very busy right now and are putting themselves on the line to keep us all healthy. So let's do our part and follow the rules.
You bet. All right, Amy, have a great week and enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks so much. You too, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public Schools.